Hi, I'm Wendy.
I'm Lori.
And we are small business owners in Northwest Ohio. We thought we'd start a podcast. Welcome to
Hot Topics,
Cool Friends.
Welcome to Hot Topics, Cool Friends with Wendy and Lori. I'm Nick Scott, the guest, and also the host of the show, apparently.
Thanks, Nick, for helping us out there. Sometimes we get stuck, and it's a good thing we have cool friends.
Because we forget who we are.
And cool children. Yeah.
We do.
We do. So today's show, we have Nick Scott, who owns Wildside Downtown and Wildside Brewing Company. And we're going to kind of go back in time because there may be some things I don't even know. But Lori's going to ask you probably some questions like how and why. How did this all start? How did take us to the first step where you said, you know what, I'm working at the hospital and I'm going to do this.
No, how?
What?
I didn't even know we worked at the hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, I did that for a while.
You need to stop because not... Not only is Nick our guest, but Nicholas Scott is Wendy's son. Did you say that already?
I think so, but that's okay.
I don't think she did. So you know, you have to, I'll ask the questions.
Okay, you go ahead.
So Nick.
Sure. Let me go over here.
When I first met you, you had Wildside in Grand Rapids, Ohio.
Grand Rapids, Ohio, yeah.
And now you have another Wildside Downtown. You want to tell us, like, how did you start in business and how did that all come about?
It started because when I was 20 years old, I couldn't buy beer. So I learned how to make it. And then I was working at the hospital and I did that for 13 or 14 years. But I started making beer in my garage, in my barn. And then I got the notion that I could turn that professional some way or at least sell what I was making to other people. And somehow the state of Ohio allowed me to license my barn as a brewery. And that's where that started. So it actually started not in Grand Rapids, Ohio, but in my house in Bowling Green, Ohio. And then kind of tested out the business model, I guess you'd say, and got a bunch of members to come and buy this weird beer that I was making in my garage. Mm-hmm. And then we opened up in Grand Rapids, Ohio.
That's so cool.
And it's 2018.
And so what inspired you to then get a second location?
I don't know if I was inspired to do
we
that.
We can tell that story.
So much as it, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was my mom's friends actually owned the building, and they had a little bar down in the on the first floor, and it wasn't going quite as well as they were hoping. And they were fans of what I was doing in Grand Rapids and asked if we could bring it down there, and that's what happened.
Kind of just walked into a really good setup and
yeah.
It's like you couldn't
say
no.
It's a really cool spot. Yeah. It's been going good too.
And I knew you loved baseball, so I thought maybe being down there would make you happy.
Right by the Mudhen Stadium, right in right field.
Great Mom's
location.
Making their children happy. I love it.
Well, we want them all to do.
I did not know that story. See?
You did?
No.
You didn't? Well, we got to back up a little bit to the downtown Grand Rapids location because, you know, he opened up and then COVID hit. And I have to say how proud of him I am because pivoting during that time, I mean, literally, I think, didn't you just purchase the other side? And then they're like, oh, by the way, close it down.
Just expanded. Yeah. We bought the building next door because it was going well. And then COVID happened. And that was good and bad because when COVID happened, it shut us down on St. Patrick's Day, which was bad. And it's also our anniversary. So we had a big party planned and all that food went to waste. But the community was really rallied around us. And the good part about it is when we were shut down, we actually got a lot of that construction done on the new side without having to interrupt business on the old side, I guess. So that was the silver lining to that. But all in all, it was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Another silver lining. Yeah. I thought, well, I liked it when I could come get all the things to go, like the alcohol.
Yeah. That was
because the governor started doing that, right?
Yeah. The governor said he could now sell alcohol in to-go containers. It's very still loosely worded that people are, you can just have a to-go cup of alcohol in your car now, apparently.
Mm-hmm. But, as long as it's closed,
yeah,
right?
As long as it's capped. Well, so it has a lid on it. Yeah.
It's very interesting.
But don't take that verbatim because we really don't know.
Yeah. Don't drink it in your car.
No.
You can take it. You get to go. You get two alcoholic drinks per meal. Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. And there's a number that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that was always, I thought that I was proud of him for all that, because that's not easy. I mean, Laurie and I had to go through some pivoting. I think pivoting is a key word when you're an entrepreneur. You're like, one minute you feel like you are the richest person, like I am,
right?
Elon Musk, and next it's like, where do I sell some blood?
Like, yeah, we're going to the plasma.
I need to go to the plasma. I feel like that's the motto. Yeah. But
no, I was lucky with all that. The community really rallied around us. And other than having to turn into a 100% to-go place for a little while, mm-hmm. which was what we had to pivot into, we had a lot of really loyal customers, and they made sure that they ordered from us at least once a week, and it was great. So that's mm-hmm. what got us through.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. And then you also have local musicians play. Do you have mm-hmm. local musicians at both venues or just
Yes,
one?
We don't do as much downtown just because there's so many events downtown. But in Grand Rapids, we do it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays in the summer. So
Nick, what inspired you, or why, like, was this a dream of yours when you were a child to be an entrepreneur, to make beer? Did you like beer so much that you wanted to make your own? Like,
I got really into gardening, actually, first. And I started growing hops, and I wanted to grow grapes. I liked wine a lot more than I liked beer at first, but I liked fermenting things is what I really liked. So beer just also... a lot more information started coming out about beer in the early 2000s, and we got a lot more history of it. So it became really interesting, and I was in all the forums, and I joined the homebrew clubs, and we were just making a lot of stuff, and it was very interesting, and it continues to be a big hobby and a craft for a lot of people. And that, I didn't ever really have the plan to turn that into a business. I didn't have a dream in my head to be a bar restaurant owner. It wasn't even a restaurant at first. We put food in later. But so yeah,
and
I don't
very
think
good
it was
food.
Well, thank you. I didn't have it in my head, like, you know, since I was a young man to become a entrepreneur. It just sort of happened. Mm-hmm. But I do miss working for other people.
Yeah.
I really
yeah.
do.
Yeah, there's a lot
it's
of relief.
It's hard being the boss. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Where you could just like clock in,
yeah,
clock out,
I miss
and go
that
home.
So much.
And then like you're actually off.
Yeah.
You don't have to
yeah.
worry about
no
anything.
No one calls you. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's a fine line.
So yeah, I guess for everybody out there thinking about starting a business, don't.
No, that's not.
No, it's good. It's great. But yeah, there are some, there's two sides of that.
There
coin.
Is.
I well, mean, there are a lot of perks to being mm-hmm. your own boss.
Yeah.
Like if you're late, you can't get fired.
No, yeah. But what's funny is people think, you know, when you're your own boss, like, you know what, I can just leave at 3 and do what I want. No, 90% of the time, or I'm going to only work a 40-hour week. Yeah. No, it's really 80.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you never really stop. But could you ever go backwards and go back to working at a hospital? You think you could do it again? Maybe half and half?
Probably not. At this point, it would be very hard for me to work for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Knowing that I don't have to, or I don't, you know.
Yeah.
No.
What did you
not.
Do at the hospital?
I was an anesthesia tech.
Oh, wow.
You know, mm-hmm. help put you to sleep.
Mm-hmm. No, he's still doing that, just with beer.
That's a cool job, right?
Kind of.
Right?
Kind of the
bit.
Same thing.
Slower. Yeah.
Slower.
And okay, so do you want to go ahead, Lori, and you can ask him about his family, about all my gorgeous grandkids.
Oh, yes, who I have met more than once. Mm-hmm. They're just beautiful. Yeah, tell us a little bit about your family.
Yep, so I'm married to my wife, Noelle, and we have Reese, Bryn, and Zach, who are 9, 8, and going to be 6 this weekend. Is Zach, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They're adorable.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
They're super smart.
What do they think about, you know, Dad's restaurant or... You know?
Yeah, I don't. It's weird because they're all their life that they can remember. I've owned the restaurant. Oh. And I also had an ice cream shop for a while, which they really liked. Mm-hmm. But we just sold that. So yeah, they love it. They eat a lot of pizza. Yeah, and they brag about it at school, which is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zachary was just telling me that when mm-hmm. I had him a couple days ago.
All of his teachers are not all of them, but there's a lot of regulars that work at the school, so they're. They talk about it a lot. They tell them that they like the place, and it's fun.
Do you think you'd ever think about, like, maybe franchising or anything? Would you like to?
It's crossed my mind, mm-hmm. but I really don't want to open up any more things.
Right.
You know, I don't want any more responsibilities.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tone down responsibilities in my life at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know why. A couple years ago, you We're buying a pirate ship or something like that.
Oh yeah, I did try to buy a pirate ship. That was kind of a really funny story.
Was that during COVID too?
Yeah, because I was bored. And there was a guy who was in the news for taking old boats and turning them into pirate ships by basically painting them black and putting skeletons all over them. Mm-hmm. And he was selling one, I think, for like $9,000 or $10,000. So I did a GoFundMe so we could all have a pirate ship to ride on in Toledo. And then I think we got to like $2,000 or whatever. And then I just took everybody who donated out on the Sandpiper and we had pizza and beer. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You were surprised you got that. I mean,
yeah,
like,
I was joking.
People stopped giving me money.
I just thought it was funny and I wanted to share the news story. But yeah, so then we had a big party. It was funny.
I remember when Wendy told me that. Mm-hmm. Nick's getting a pirate ship. I'm like, what?
And we were like, maybe we should start a GoFundMe for something. Yeah. I don't know.
For
an Airstream.
Yeah.
I would like an Airstream. Yeah.
Basically, what I was just sell is have a party, just having fun. And that was because I couldn't do it during COVID. That was what I was selling that day.
There you go.
And everybody got on board. It was fun.
Do you have anything you would tell somebody that was looking into getting into a business of wine or beer making or whatever you call it?
Brewing. In this business or any other, I would say don't do it unless you have to. Like, unless you have that feeling where I will regret it the rest of my life if I don't try it, then don't get into it. Because you're going to need that energy and that I can't fail I have to do it or else you won't do it right. Mm-hmm. That's my advice. Yeah.
Actually, you gave me good advice, and I don't know if you know this, but when I quit the hospital, I asked Nick, do you feel like you made a mistake? Like, how do you do this? He's like, Mom, you got to be all in or not. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I quit. And I did it.
You really have to be. You have to put yourself in a position where you don't have other things to worry about. You don't have any other choices. You need to get it done, and it helps. It's what will put you over the edge more often than not.
Yeah. Now, in the meantime, Lori and I have gotten 5 more jobs, but that does help. I mean, this is we're all in, but you know what I mean. You still have to create a balance.
Well, I mean, if someone came to us and said you have to pick one.
Well, yeah.
We'd both pick the same
one.
So that's really what matters.
It does. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and once you start it and you get it rolling, you know, then I find myself with time now to do other little things.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to be hyper focused on one thing.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend that.
No.
But, you know, for the first couple of years, you should probably have only one job.
Oh, well, thank you for coming out. I'm trying to think of what else we can, I mean, because I know it all. Do you have any other questions that you want to ask them that are, we found out why and.
Oh, and there's another little thing that. You're very sweet. You when your restaurant, Wildside Downtown, was closed on a day, Nick actually opened it up, staffed it for my daughter's music video. Mm-hmm. And that was very cool. Not a lot of people would have done that. So thank you.
That was awesome. And that was a brilliant segue.
It was. It was a brilliant segue. Lori, are you gonna ask the standard or famous question?
Well, see, I kind of know why Nick is so cool, because he takes after his mom.
Aww. Well, yeah, but we got to put him on the spot and ask him.
Yeah. So why are you so cool? Because it's called Hot Topics Cool Friends.
Why am I so cool? I would say I have a different level of independence than most people, I think, and that helps.
Oh, there you go.
See, they all come up with such good answers.
Okay.
I like it. Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Well, thank you so much for being on our episode today.
Mm-hmm. No problem. This was
thank
fun.
Thank you, dear. Good. You're going to come back?
Yeah. I'm the host now.
You are the host now. I think you're on to something.
All right. Do I just get up and walk out of here?
For joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends, I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Pfeiffer, our executive producer,
and Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to wgte.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.